Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got one of my most favorite guests. I've got Valerie with me from Crockett National Bank, Premier Lending. So if you go in Crockett National Bank, you'll have to go talk to Premier Lending too. It depends on which way you're going. But she's going to talk to us about the lending and what the wonderful, really, really good news is going on in the mortgage world. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Scott.
You've been a busy, busy girl, hadn't you?
Yes, I have.
Give us some updates. Let's talk about some things going on. I want to get specific on loans later, but let's just talk in general. First off, the rates are still great.
Rates are good, and the market is good. I think it's fair right now. People are buying at a good rate, a good price, and they're selling at a good price. So we're seeing things move pretty good.
What's your rate today on 15 and 30?
For an FHA loan right now, everything pretty decent. I can get you 4.25%. On a conventional, depending on how good you are, between 4.375% and 4.5%. So not bad at all. And I think I'm not going to say it's easier to qualify, because it's not. But I think people are working a little harder on their credit to start with. So by the time we write contracts, then they're good, instead of writing contracts and trying to work on your credit.
Before I go into the appraisal, I want to talk about this. I got to tell a little quick story, because Valerie and I go back a long, long way in this business. Remember back, and I still, I don't know why this is stuck in my head for so long, but that you was Investors. Mm-hmm. That was the name of your company then. And it was a freestanding building, a little square building. And her deal was, she had this little bond program that came out. The interest rate was 11.35.
I remember that, yes.
Okay, I remember, because I had three customers at the time, clients, and they had to spend the night.
Yes, they wrapped around the building.
The whole building was surrounded. People spent the night outside the branch to get 11.35.
And it was still busy. People were still buying. Yes. And I think people now do not realize that, mainly the young people. They just don't realize that what 4.25% and 4.5% really is.
Well, it's 6, 7, anything
single
under 10.
Digits.
Yes,
single
it's
digits.
Wonderful.
Single digits.
We had a loan at 18%.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, well, do you know, back in the 80s, we were still busy. And your rates were very high, but you were making money.
But here's the cool thing: with the rates being lower, and you gotta have a house, so we're still gonna be busy. But you can buy a much better house, because the lower rates make you eligible for a bigger house or more expensive house.
That's right. Or get those payments down to where you want them to be and stuff. So I think the market is great. We're staying busy, 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 busy. We are always busy, because we do a little bit of everything. But we have stayed tremendously busy for the last several months. I mean, like, really busy for the last several months.
And we really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're always, like, we're with Premier, there's like 400 loan officers, I guess. I mean, they've grown tremendously in all these states and stuff like that. We've been their top producer since we came aboard, however long ago that was. But we're lapping people because of the fact of how San Angelo is, which is hilarious that you can beat people in Dallas in San Angelo, just blows my mind.
But folks, what she's not telling you, and I will tell, what time do you get to the office in the morning?
I was there at a little bit before 6 this morning.
What time do you get home?
I will leave about 6.
Okay, that's a reason. I guarantee you.
Very few people, we work hard.
You work, your whole family, your whole crew works very hard.
Nothing ticks me off more if somebody says I don't return a telephone call, because I return telephone calls. Last night I was there till 7 o'clock returning telephone calls. Now, if I leave you a message, I'm sorry. But at 7 o'clock, I'm glad to get your recorder if I can't get you, kind of a deal. So we do stay and try to take care of our business. But yes, life is good in the mortgage business and real estate market today.
There's a few downers, though. And I still say, like you said, and you're making it easy because you work so hard, but you still got the stupid Dodd-Frank bill out there, which I know has made your job a lot, lot harder.
Yes.
Your file's a lot, lot thicker.
Yes.
And people, and I've had this one guy, and he said, well, I don't want to give them all this stuff. They keep asking for more and more stuff.
We will ask you for more and more stuff up until you close, and sometimes after.
Well,
it is what it is.
They don't have to do that.
Right.
They don't have to get a loan.
No, that's exactly right. But it is what it is. And we try to be really sweet about it. And 99% of the people are nice to deal with. You have the 1% of the people that says, I've already given that to you. And you'll be like, yeah, but that was a month ago and I want the new one. And but very few people are starting to learn. It's like, just get us the stuff. We're still being able to close loans within 30 days. Because when things got so busy.
It still put 45.
Exactly. 45. Yeah, 45 is better. But we got to where it was like 60, and you were lucky to get done at that time, that no closing dates were being met. that's not happening now. I mean, we've got our act together with all the new regulations and stuff, but it is a lot of paperwork, and we continue to ask you for stuff, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you just have to kind of suck it up and say that's okay.
Well, and one thing I want to point out, because I'm real fond of our local lenders here. I think we have wonderful local lenders, especially yes, the one do. Talking to me right now. A lot of the stuff they're not 99% of the stuff they have to get is not them. That's way above them. That's the government saying you're going to have this in your file or you're going to get fined.
Yeah. I think we're very fair. And the qualified mortgage thing that came out, it is what it is. We do it from everybody. So it's not like we're picking on anybody. I had someone yesterday that called about a rate. Now, I hate to just give rates over the telephone. And she said, well, I thought the rates on a 30-year were 3 7/8. And I was like, no. They're not. They're like, and I gave her the interest rates and stuff. And she said, well, I'm not happy with that. And I told her, I said, nowadays, we're not allowed to say, oh, because you're special, I'm going to give you. We can't do that. It is what it is, and it's fair. And you either take it or you go to a .com place and you're going to pay a ton of money to possibly get close to what you thought you were going to get.
Let's talk about that just a little bit. There's a difference in a rate and a yield.
Correct.
And there's a big difference. And that's why, I'm not a .com fan. I will tell you right now, and I've made that very clear, and I'll tell you why, because I've had nothing but nightmares for my clients.
Right.
And they've paid way up the gazoo when they didn't have to. When we're talking about the yield, when a bank charges a discount point or origination point or points or all these other kind of fees, I call them junk fees. I don't know if that's the right term.
Pretty much.
I pulled out one from Valerie. And I think the fees were about $1,100 total. The one that we did, and I showed this person after the fact, when he was saying he did get 3.99 or something like that, he paid over $3,000 higher than your fees. So he paid an additional $3,000 up front. Their yield was higher than yours. So it was, after maybe 15 years, it was a better deal. But for the first 7 or 8 years, it's not a better deal.
No, and all that, the qualified mortgage, the QM stuff, now we're only allowed to charge you X dollars. And if you go over the X dollars, then I can't close you. And so where you used to could just spend money to not be very smart about getting a lower rate, you can't do that anymore. You can't qualify for it.
Because I remember the builders, remember back when?
Oh, yeah.
6-7 discount points, lower the
VA,
rate.
Yes. Yeah, and VA, the seller had to pay the discount points. So we're not seeing that. I mean, life is good in the mortgage business. The biggest thing is that pre-qualified, of course, realtors have gotten pretty smart. I think 99% of the realtors in San Angelo make you get pre-approved before they'll show you a house.
In fact, Jeremy's our last show last week, that's what I talked about. I think if you're representing a buyer and you don't have them pre-qualified, you're not doing a very good job representing that buyer.
That's right.
Because especially on certain price ranges, to get 4 or 5 offers on that house is normal.
Right.
So if I say, here's my pre-qual letter, and I'm going to say this, if I get 3 pre-qual letters and 2 of them are from .coms and 1 of them from a local bank, I'm going to push my seller to take the local bank.
Right. Right, and I think a lot of people will do that. And again, most people will not show you a house until you have that pre-approval letter.
It's not fair to them.
It's really not. But do know that pre-approval is a pre-approval. I had somebody the other day, God bless his little soul because he's a sweetheart. He goes and buys a car after
that's
he's approved.
That's not smart.
In between closing.
We talked about that too.
Yeah. Well, we, on 100% of the people, run a new credit report on before closing. On 100% of the people, we're going to know what you did. So, if you do that, it could disqualify you. So just be a little smarter.
Well, folks, one thing she's not telling you, and I know this firsthand because she just did my house loan a couple months ago. If you're self-employed, that QRM, the qualified residential mortgage, is not a good thing for you.
No.
I found this house, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we'll put the 20% down. We want this. And she said, we may do you in the bank, Scott.
But for self-employed people, a bank loan through Crockett is the best type of a loan usually for you, unless you just really pay out the wazoo in taxes and you have a good tax return. And self-employed people, yours was good, though. It's just that you're complicated. You don't do like one thing. You have to do a lot of things. And if we can get the tax returns in advance. Another thing about the oil and gas people, H&R Block and all the people that do their tax returns try to help them, and they file a lot of what's called 2106 expenses, which is like for mileage and for eating out and all that kind of stuff. So you may make $100,000 and you write off $30,000. I show you make $70,000. And I can't tell you how many people say, well, we really don't. Those are just, if you give it to the government, these are government loans. We have to go by what that net income is.
You can't get it both ways.
Yeah, so we do get tax returns on everybody because of that.
When you go see Valerie and you're self-employed, don't get mad at her, because I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to be hard. Because I pay my bills on time.
Yes. Good credit.
And have good credit and was buying a house I could afford. And yes. You said, and I do, because especially if
and the reason, like, for you, though, it was good is because, number one, you're used to in-house loans, okay? The bank knows you also. And so, to me, that was simplest. So, don't be, like, thinking get that other loan. No, it just would have been a lot more complicated.
And I like simple,
yeah,
folks.
Well, and our deal is to try to do you the best job we can within your parameters. And so, if we say this is the best way, then usually that's the best way.
Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.